depressed woman. Wow. Can you believe we are at week 3? And the topic for this week is exploring your edges and expressing your boundaries with elegance. So in the first 2 weeks, the first week we activated your aura for your alignment, for living in a place where your heart and your throat are calibrated at the frequency of love, of expressing from your soul's divinity, expression that is true to you, that feels home for you. We stimulated your thyroid, we used the power of breath work, we used brain rewiring techniques so you could become a true believer in your most radiant power and your most radiant expression. And then last week, we explored techniques to upgrade you from being a people pleaser to a pleasure magnet. Uncovering your eros, uncovering your sensuality, becoming a magnet for your true satnam, your true desires. And we are going to continue getting out of the people-pleasing habit by feeling into where our edges are. Where are our edges? Where are our boundaries? And how may we be more articulate and more graceful as we hold ourselves and give ourselves what we need first? How do we express that? That is the question. I'd like you to take a moment with your eyes closed and ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How refined am I, or how good am I with my boundaries, with expressing my edges, expressing when I am available to serve and show up for others, and am I giving myself the devotion that I deserve? I'd like you to take a moment as you breathe here and a number comes to you to ask yourself, am I ready and willing to smooth out those places where I'm holding tension and responsibility of others and give it back to them? How deeply am I ready for this? See what number comes up. Are you ready to smooth out those places in your body where you've been holding tension that does not belong to you because your boundaries have been weak? We're not saying putting an electric fence up is the answer, but it's getting clear to yourself what you can show up for and when. And when is it time for you to be served by yourself and by others? And it's about getting clear on where you need support in your life, from yourself and from others. Are you willing to ask for support? Are you willing to be honest on where you need more time and space? Maybe others to come in and fill your cup. Perhaps this is an edge for you. Perhaps asking for what you need is an edge. It can be from many things, from childhood or feelings of unworthiness, or pleasing our parents is a classic one. We were grown up to think that we were there to please our parents, to make our parents happy. There's so much programming, and we'll go into this as we move through this week. Though right now is an opportunity for you to take some deep breaths, to lean back, whether it's on a chair or on your bed, and use a conscious connected breath to soften into the surrender of your awareness of where it is that you've been having boundary leakages or energy leakages out and in. And it's different from day to day and it's different from week to week, but there are patterns. And here is your opportunity to become aware of what patterns have been showing up for you and as you've been going through these last weeks here, you've probably begun to realize where these patterns have been repeating and showing up. So you can finally embody this expression in a consistent way. You'll be in your most liberated power. You'll find your deepest freedom when you can explore any fears around speaking up for yourself. And as you breathe here, you can ask your higher self, "Hello, my dear, my higher self. What is it that you need from me to express to others, to the world around me, so I can receive more support, so I can receive more of what I need to fill my cup? Show me how I can do this with more elegance and grace. And even if my expression is required to be strong and fierce, how may I do this in a way that is still with dignity and compassion and kindness and understanding of the other?" This is a very important piece. So take some time to receive your breath and receive this information from your higher self right here. Right here, breathing deeply, taking it all in. After this practice, just journal whatever comes up. Give yourself a timer, perhaps 3 minutes or 7 minutes or 11 minutes or however many minutes feel good for you, but set a timer and free flow right after this practice. Taking some additional deep breaths here. Opening your heart, opening your expression, maybe with some gentle sighs. And when you are journaling and you set that timer, it's a free flow. What is alive for me right now? What is alive in my heart and soul around this topic of edges and boundaries? And I welcome you to share this with me. If you feel you can reach out, let me know what came up for you. I'm so happy you're here doing this work. Thank you for going beyond your edges. Thank you for being this radiant, expressed woman that is so inspirational to the world around her simply by her being. Thank you.